Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Eagle. It is... Well, it's fucking Friday, and what do we got here? It's the fifth day of April, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 35 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 42 today and a low of 25, so it's cooled back down. I mean, it's back and forth and back and forth, and the grass is going to get tall, and it's going to get dry, and it's going to get up to 90 degrees here in fucking June. That's my prediction, and we're going to get smoke all summer long, and that... just something to look forward to. Yeah, it is. Anyway, we'll be right back, and we'll go to the Ministry of Lies, alternate, mainstream, controlled opposition propaganda.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, over to the, damn, whatever we call it. We're going to have to start using acronyms. Californian Governor Gavin Newsom announces AI-powered surveillance rollout. There's a fucking surprise. I mean, fucking, you want mirrors on, cameras on my fucking shoes, you punk bitch. And you know why they're going to do this, and they'll get away with you because you fucking let them. You let them, you bend over, they say, if you bend over, I want to look up your asshole. Hey, I said bend over. Can't you see I have black clothes on? Bend over now. Or on the side of the road, we're going to do a vaginal search on you, lady, which would be a fucking actual rape. And, so it's what people fucking allow. That's all there is to it. It's our fault. We ain't got no one else to blame about it. Describing the cameras as high-tech, the Democrat said in a video posted on X that this will help law enforcement identify vehicles linked to crimes using real-time information alerts. Bullshit. Related how nostalgic rising crime levels are fueling the push towards a cashless surveillance state. You try anything you want. When the fucking goddamn levee breaks, the levee breaks. What Newsom was talking about are flock safety cameras that critics say are used to create AI-powered mass surveillance networks that keep a very close eye on movement, but also the behavior of people caught in the sites. See, this is how, they try to act like, oh, girl, you know, up there fucking talking, they're going to do this to me, and you're going to do this to me. You're scared fucking shitless. You're scared, man, you want to see what everybody is fucking, you don't know who's coming to fucking take your fucking hair, do you? You son of a bitches. And you ain't got enough fucking goddamn mercenaries to stop us. Flock is in the business of automatic number and plate recognition tech, primarily sold to law enforcement, that can be installed even in areas with no electricity by using solar panels. The real-time component stems from Flock using databases of cars marked in advance, while the camera's connection to phone towers means the police and federal agencies can be alerted to their location instantly. Well, you know what? You can shove this right up your fucking ass. Gavin, you're just a fucking communist piece of fucking shit, and you're going to hang for it. That's what I think about you, you son of a bitch. Okay, this is what's next here. WEF orders government to declare martial law due to imminent bird flu pandemic about to sweep the globe. Are you fucking ready, people? Just fucking do WEF fucking private fucking organization, private fucking world organization, fucking Klaus Schwab and Noah Harari. Come on, you motherfuckers, let's do it. Let's see if you can fucking declare martial law and fucking uphold it in this fucking country, you cocksuckers. The World Economic Forum has ordered world governments to make the necessary preparations to declare martial law due to an imminent bird flu pandemic, which they say is 100 times worse than COVID. See, and here they are using COVID-19. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It never did exist. So this bird flu bullshit is nowhere more real than the fucking COVID-19 fucking lie, right? According to WEF scientists, the coming bird flu pandemic will kill at least 50% of those it infects. We had not seen avian flu in cattle prior to last week. So what they're doing is jumping species. You're fucking making it jump species, and they're trying to scare us from eating fucking meat. You want fucking docile slaves, but you ain't getting them. It's a rough road to hoe. You better be ready to fucking do some fucking work and do some dying, and you still ain't gonna get it. That is new CDC director Mandy Cohen warned the Washington Post this week. It is a reservoir for the virus to circulate and potentially change. I mean, like, we don't see what the fuck you're doing. You think we're stupid? You think you get fucked? I mean, goddamn, what did old Curious George say? Oh, well, fool me once, shame on me. Well, fool me twice, and well, you ain't gonna fool me twice. Fuck, unbelievable. The Daily Mail spoke with Big Pharma insider John Fulton about the outbreak, with Fulton telling the outlet that this appears to be 100 times worse than COVID, or it could be if it mutates and maintains its high case fatality rate. How did you predict this so far back when? And here we are again. I want to see who this article is by. The People's Voice. Not the People's Voice. They wouldn't be doing this shit. Okay, the scenario is strictly stinkingly similar to the origins of COVID-19 pandemic. COVID-19 don't exist, you motherfucking shills. You know it don't exist, and still you're fucking pushing the fucking narrative that it does exist, even after it's been proven it does not exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. There's a lot more of us than there are you motherfuckers. Pandemic. The U.S. and Chinese governments were working together on avian flu gain-of-function research, which makes viruses more infectious for humans. It makes them infectious so they can jump species. And yeah, I have no fucking doubt you got it prepared. But man, when it hits, a lot of people ain't going to have the goddamn thing to lose now, are they? GOP Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky shared a screenshot of a February 2024 Daily Mirror article with the headlines revealed, U.S. is collaborating with Chinese scientists to make bird flu strains more infectious and deadly as part of $1 million project, despite fears similar tests unleashed COVID. No, there was never no fucking COVID. It's the fucking shot. They tried to pull you so hard to pull you away from the fucking truth. It's real simple. It's the fucking goddamn biological kill agent that they created and then didn't even stick in a fucking rat before they started shoving it in people. Roll your sleeve up or you ain't an American. And now you're fucking dropping dead, man, left and fucking right, and you've killed other fucking people through your fucking shedding. So I don't know what to tell you. Where have we seen this before? U.S. collaborates with China to make bird flu more contagious and transmittable to mammals. Bird flu now discovered in U.S. dairy cattle, transmitted to at least one human being. Knock it off already, Macy wrote. No, they're not going to knock it off. They have to have this shit. You got a selection coming up that nobody's fucking buying into. And I mean, this is fucking the people's voice here. Here they are again. They're going to try and commit. They're going to tell you what they're going to do. They're going to do this to you. Are you? Well, we'll see about that. The artist Cole also made it multiple connections between the U.S.-China bird flu research and this infamous Wuhan lab where COVID-19 doesn't exist. See how many times they're putting this in an article? Them fuckers know. Hey, people's voice, you fucking know. COVID-19 does not exist. It never did fucking exist. And yet you keep on fucking pushing it because you are a goddamn corporate shill, fucking incorporated fucking operation is what you fucking are. And you're going to, hey, you know what? You're going to answer for it, you son of a bitches. The main collaborators on the project are the USDA, Southeast Poultry Research Laboratory, the Chinese Academy of Science, and the University of Edinburgh's Roslin Institute at Wuhan Lab, partner Daily Mail wrote. Additionally, one of the researchers collaborating on the project, Wenjia Liu, who is affiliated with the WIV, which is believed to have sparked the COVID pandemic, and a member of the board of a scientific journal working with Zihing Lai Shai. What the fuck do you think these goddamn Chinese fucking were going to take this fucking place over, wouldn't you? Who is known as the Bat Lady for her extensive work on bat coronavirus. Secretive U.S. bird flu research was also being done at the infamous American-run Ukraine biolabs, according to the Russian government at InfoWars reported. You would know you're a fucking communist, you're a fucking piece of shit, Alex Jones, and your InfoWars are, you are InfoHorrors. You've always been InfoHorrors. You're a fucking horror. You're a fucking traitor, and if I live to see the day, I'll take you in and prosecute your fat fucking ass and watch you hang. Anyways, enough of this silliness. Let's go on to the next silliness. Martial law, bring it on. Israel killed 100 plus civilians in apparent war crime. HRW, no. No, what's that? Where'd this come from? What, they're at war? There's some kind of war going on? I heard they were committing genocide over there. I don't know about no war. This is by Will Porter, the Liberation Institute. A deadly Israeli airstrike on a six-story apartment block early in the Gaza war. It's not a war. Who the fuck are you, Liberation Institute? Another fucking goddamn shill. It's fucking genocide. You'll call it fucking genocide, or you will fucking face the consequences when the fucking hammer comes down. Gaza fucking war my ass. Genocide likely constituted a war crime. You think so? Rights group, Human Rights Watch, was reported citing interviews with witnesses, satellite imagery, and photo and video evidence. More than 100 non-combatants were killed in the bombing, over half of them children. And this just goes back to something that happened, I mean, on the 10th of fucking November. This is nothing fucking new. This is just filler, because they're trying to find a way to have a fucking election. I don't think they can. I think enough people have said, fucking, I'd have to be a fucking moron, because you would have to be a complete fucking moron to go and participate in an what you know to be an occupational goddamn selection to try to give it legitimacy as the fucking Bilderbergs and the fucking Rothschilds put who they want into the, your highest fucking offices and tell you that, you know, we don't care. We'll kill you. We'll kill your babies. We'll kill whoever we want. And we'll pedophile your children and cut off their dicks and cut off their tits. And we'll make fucking animals out of all of you because we say you're animals. You're the fucking animals. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, I love when something starts with, oh, man. This is huge. Video revealed by January 6th. Defendant raises questions about undercover agent shit. How many times have we looked at that? I ain't looking at it again. I know what they fucking did. And I don't really care because it was a bunch of Trump tards. It's a bunch of fucking idiots that don't know that there is no left. There is no right. There are no Republicans. There are no Democrats. There is no conservatives. There are no fucking liberals. There's just law. There is not. And by God, we have the fucking law, and it is not because we're not fucking enforcing it. That's the short and simple fucking, I guess, fucking analogy. Illegal immigrant charged with producing child porn. And I mean, this is a Fox fucking, of course, thing, video. And you do the video, and no shit. I mean, one among fucking tens of thousands that happened that day. Why are you reporting on this one so you can try to make it look like there's a very small problem? Because it isn't. And 80,000 fucking children are missing. I don't think that's a small problem, buddy. Video, Israeli soldiers shoot starving Palestinians collecting aid in Gaza. And yeah, I'm no doubt about it. This is by Chris Manahan. Information liberation. Israeli soldiers can be seen shooting starving Palestinians collecting food aid in the northern Gaza Strip in footage released Thursday by Al Jazeera. And I thought they were going to get rid of Al Jazeera. I guess they have to go there and hide, or they'll be murdered too. They'll be genocided. Okay, here we go. The video shows Palestinians collecting aid from an airdrop while IDF soldiers fire on them repeatedly. One Palestinian man walking away from the scene after filling a bag with aid can be seen getting shot from behind by IDF while posing no threat to anyone. The IDF continued to shoot at him after he falls to the ground, fighting desperately to cling to his life. Eventually, the man accepts his death and is seen being surrounded by a pack of stray dogs. And yeah, this is what, I mean, and acclimated to this. This doesn't rise any kind of emotion in me, does it you? Of course they're killing them. They've decided they're animals. Dr. Alan Sabrowski, the U.S.'s history. No, motherfucker, your history. This thing was an hour and 24 minutes. I'm not fucking watching it. I don't know what you're saying in there, prick wad, but you know, one of these fucking videos, when we get to it, I'll probably recognize it. But actually showed a fucking copy of the Bill of Fucking Rights when they were talking about that martial law one. When they were talking about the WEF, World Economic Forum, declaring martial fucking law. And they held up the Bill of Rights and said, be suspended. Come give it a fucking go, you motherfucker. Come on, Harari. Come on, fucking goddamn. Your faggot fucking buddy there, fucking, damn it, Klaus Schwab. DOJ to jail whistleblower who exposed Biden family pedophilia. Now, who would have guessed that? Again, it's the People's Voice. Sean Adel, TABATABATABAI. Whatever in the hell that spells. The Justice Department on Tuesday asked a New York district judge to sentence the woman who blew the whistle on Joe Biden's rampant pedophilia. Well, there's still rampant pedophilia. It's right on the front page of this fucking goddamn website. Biden's DOJ wants the woman who obtained Ashley Biden's diary, which details Joe Biden's sickening molestation of his underage daughter, to serve a hefty prison sentence for her crime. But don't fucking look at the top of this fucking page. Don't look at the front page of FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com where fucking Hunter Biden's got little fucking 5-6-year-old girls in lingerie sitting on his naked ass fucking body. It's always, fuck off. Sitting on his body while he's weighing out his crack cocaine. I mean, it's there. I mean, they got it all from that fucking computer. But hey, man, You fucking got, you stole this fucking damning fucking evidence. All right, so you should be prosecuted, but the son of a bitch who was fucking that Joe Biden, who was molesting little fucking children, well, hell, he's running for office. You can't have him being fucking talked about his fucking crimes against humanity. Prosecutors for the U.S. Attorney's Office to the Southern District of New York had initially sought a sentence to 6 months of home confinement, followed by 3 years of supervised release for Amy Harris, who pleaded guilty in August of 2022 to conspiring to commit interstate transportation of stolen property in connection with the diary theft. But what was in that diary? I mean, evidence, which is the bigger crime, still in a diary or fucking, well, I guess in today's fucking world, the bigger crime is still a fucking diary than it is to molest a little fucking baby. Harris has requested that her sentences hearing date be moved 12 times, according to prosecutors who argue that her excuses are an effort to improperly delay her punishment and merit a stiffer sentence. You better go get fucking old Joe Biden, I mean Hunter Biden first. You got fucking video fucking evidence right there, motherfucker. Not stolen from anybody. It's right off his fucking computer. He looked laying around because he's a fucking junkie. My dad raped me. It says, I raped his own fucking daughter. Well, I don't doubt it one goddamn bit. He's a fucking maniac. The defendant's sentence must also account for the manner in which she has abused the administration of justice. Jesus. I mean, how could these words come past your fucking commie fucking lips? Well, we know throughout the pendency of this court proceeding, the filing by the U.S. Attorney Damian Williams to District Judge Laura Taylor Swan reads, the defendant has repeatedly and consistently engaged in tactics to improperly delay this proceeding, including by misleading the court with false information to justify relating an unmerited request for adjournments, refusing to appear when directed, and failing to comply with court orders to disclose or produce certain information. The documentation kind of reminds me back when Dick Cheney, when they had him up there, you know, the $1 trillion was missing. Halliburton had, you know, and he's in front of us. I think it was a Senate committee. And they tell him, they want him to, you know, turn over all the documents for, what the hell was the name, Blackwater. And he sticks his middle finger up at him and says, fuck you. So, that's your fucking justice in this country until you start fucking seeking it out and fucking enforcing it yourself. Throughout the pattern of behavior, the defendant has shown the complete disregard for the court's orders and for the orderly administration of this justice judicial proceeding. That ain't no judicial proceeding to start with, you quasi-fucking thieving, lying motherfuckers. It's a administrative admiralty jurisdiction under a foreign fucking king, King Juck. And all the fuckers that are part of this private fucking law are fucking goddamn esquires, which is a royal appointment, which means they are King Chuck's servants. We ain't never got rid of these motherfuckers yet. It's time to take out the fucking trash. Harris came across the first daughter's diary, tax records, private family photographs, and her cell phone in September 2020 during a stay at home in Delray Beach, Florida, where President Biden's daughter had previously been living, according to the DOJ. The diary contained highly personal entries. The DOJ knows, yeah, when you're raping your daughter, I guess that would be highly personal. After stealing Ashley Biden's property, She stole the evidence that fucking that old fuck was raping his own child. Oh, how dare her. Harris recruited co-defendant Robert Kurlander to help sell it, the government said, knowing that it belonged to an immediate family member of the then former government official who was a candidate for a national political office. Well, goddamn, he couldn't use it for his credentials because you have to be a low-life motherfucking pedophilic rapist before you can even qualify to run for fucking president. And, well, it ain't president, it's CEO of the fucking corporation. In fact, it's a fucking corporate monarch is what you are. You're a fucking goddamn lapdog of King Chuck. If he still thinks this is his fucking goddamn colonies, he's going to have to find out the hard way it ain't. The outlet did not publish the contents of the diary, but purported entries later emerged online. A sentence involving no period of incarceration would be wholly insufficient to reflect the gravity of the defendant's conduct. And while Hunter Biden sits on the front page of From the Trenches World Report, with fucking little 5 and 6 year old girls in lingerie, he's got a towel over his dick, he's laying there naked, they're sitting all over him, and he's laying out his fucking crack cocaine. While that's happening, man, this goddamn outrage of this woman getting the evidence of Joe Biden being a motherfucking pervert he is. God damn people, including her apparent belief that she is above the law. She believes she's above the fucking law. What about Hunter Biden? What about the fucking goddamn video right on the front of my fucking site or our fucking site, Trencher's site, that she need not comply with the court's orders? Prosecutors are argued in their rampant sentencing request. You got to fucking punish somebody like this. I mean, she brought out evidence that old fucking nasty bastard raped his own fucking daughter. Now you got a real choice. Because we've heard the fucking tale of fucking Donald Trump fucking his daughter's best friend in the same fucking bed with her, and him, and we know he said she's so hot. His daughter, talking about his own daughter, she's so hot. If she wasn't my daughter, well, maybe if she even is, I mean, go up. Old Joe did it. I mean, which one of these freak fucking goddamn pedophilic scumbags are you gonna fucking go out and have the vote? I'm a vote. That's what I do, vote. Things just keep getting better when I vote. Prosecutors warned that if she fails to appear again, they may seek an enhancement for obstruction of justice. The Colander, who also pleaded guilty in the case, has a sentencing hearing scheduled for April 12th. Well, we know what you are, you son of a bitch. Now, you people, now you goddamn people, you go out there and you vote on your favorite fucking pedophile, because that's what you're fucking doing. I mean, it was the lesser of two evils for so long. Like, the lesser of two evil isn't still fucking evil. But, I mean, you know, they all say, God bless you, and God bless America. God bless you. God bless, well, damn, he must be a nice, good fella. He said, God bless you. The horrific footage of Israel soldiers firing on Palestinians and getting aid in northern Gaza via airdrops. Now, these motherfuckers, when they go to take those F-15s over there and those F-35s, I bet they won't have to fucking parachute them in or build a special fucking dock out into the goddamn ocean. I bet they can just bring them right through the front fucking door, don't you? You know, here's your fucking favorite ally. But no, if you have to airdrop fucking goddamn supplies in, that means that your fucking favorite ally ain't opening the front fucking door for you to do what you came there to do. So I guess they're not your fucking buddies. I mean, they're buddies of the handful of fucking goddamn traitors in this country. And you can all hang together. I've had visions of a goddamn gallows 100 miles long with one fucking pull cord. Wouldn't that be quite a fucking spectacle? And you'd have to wear a hole in it to get rid of all of them. Watch National Guardsmen busted while smuggling an illegal alien into Texas. And I watched the fucking thing. This is Mark Steffen, Trending Politics News. A Texas National Guardsman, and he was talking like this, man, because he was one of the last generation to swim the river, pay $8,000 to get a job with the government so that he could have a better life. A Texas National Guardsman deployed to assist in managing the state's southern border, that's Texas for you, crisis has been nabbed after attempting to transport an illegal migrant past a highway checkpoint and fled the scene. The drama unfolded on Sunday, according to County Sheriff Brad Coe, who said the soldier was approaching a tactical border patrol pop-up operation along Highway 674 before arriving. The silver GMC SUV did a U-turn, raising the suspicion of the station patrol who attempted to pull the vehicle over. That resulted in a chase that ended with the soldier's arrest, seen in body cam footage. "I'm so stupid," said the soldier who was driving the vehicle pulled off the road. Yeah, because this is a National Guard soldier. He's sick. Hey, man, they all talk like this down there because they've taken over that part of our country. We're going to have to fucking shoot them back until everybody's talking like an American again. If you can't speak it, you better be running the other fucking way. "Yay, you are fucked. I mean, yeah, you're fucked, stupid," replied the arresting officer. "You know how many people you could have killed?" Like they really give a shit. I mean, but this is like trying to show. I mean, I don't understand the whole article. One fucking guy. He got one fucking guy, and the guy jumped and ran. They didn't even catch the guy he had with him. But, well, I guess it's, say, Texas National Guard. Good job there, Abbott. And you got him down there. They're going to stop the fucking flow. They're going to arrest them. They're going to deport the motherfuckers, aren't they? Mercy sakes. Homeless black man speaks out at Chicago City Council meeting. And this is a video, and it's worth watching. I mean, it's the guy's just sitting there. He's not dumb. He's sitting there telling him, we're not, that's what he's trying to tell him. We're not fucking stupid, you know. We can see past our goddamn nose. We can see what you're fucking doing. And we're living out on the fucking streets, and while these fucking foreign nationals are coming in, you're buying them fucking hotel rooms, fucking giving them checks, fucking buying them cars, whatever they fucking want. EU plans to mass surveil private chats has leaked. Really? Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend and come back again. There's just for that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. And in there, if you get a few, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Oh,
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:40 Pacific time, and of course, you're out with Guns N' Roses. Welcome to the jungle. It gets to be more of a jungle every fucking day. That's a whole nother week of it, guys. Whole nother week. We're sitting here and we've seen outrage every fucking day. I mean, it ain't getting no fucking better. And there's one here I really wanted to get down to. Just give me a second here. Agreement. Bombshell Ukraine. That was kind of interesting, but there's one I want to talk about. 60-year-old man dead after police tried to take his gun, enforcing red flag law. This is the government our founding fathers warned us about. And there's no continue reading. It is a goddamn video, but I watched the fucking video. So the guy fucking, they come to his door. He comes out and he has a fucking gun. So they tell him, he sets the gun down. Then they tell him they're there to take his guns. He tries to reach to get the gun back off. He got a shot fired off, but they killed him dead right there on the spot. Now, what was his error? His mind was not right. People like that, I guarantee you, you can get those little things for your goddamn door. You can see the hells out there. Not that anybody comes here, man. I fucking know. I know who they are just when I hear the goddamn cars. I look and peek out the window. And I'll tell you what, that was his fucking mistake. If you fucking mean it. Now, Scott, if they try to do this to us, all you got to get is one. Then they run out of, it will fucking come to a stop because they will run out of operatives real fucking fast. You get two, yeah, right on. You get three or four, fuck man, you get the fucking goddamn gold star on your fucking forehead. You may be dead, but goddamn it, you took out four motherfuckers who ain't going to hurt nobody else or fuck with anybody else's rights, didn't you? Now, if you're going to go to the door with a fucking gun, you open that fucking door, cock it, and have your finger on the fucking trigger pointed at one of their fucking heads. If they try to break and run, let them have it. They tell you they're there to get your guns, let them have it. Shoot and get back into your fucking house where you got more fucking guns. Shoot and kill every fucking one of them that you can. They are there in violation of the fucking law and violation of your fucking rights. And we're going to read it again because, you know, because this came up. They want to try to, oh, that guy there, he tried to resist and he's fucking dead. Well, he wasn't much of a fucking resistor. He didn't have his mind right. I'm sorry. Doesn't impress me whatsoever. Now let's listen, Mr. Tench Cox. Now this is when the second article was being explained for the and when it was sent to the fucking states, the individual states for ratification, and then brought back after it was ratified by the elected representatives of We the People. And this is how it was described before the it was sent for ratification. That Mr. Kotcher fucking, he was a representative of fucking Pennsylvania. And this is what it said about the second article. Who are the militia? Question mark. Are they not ourselves? Question mark. Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. As civil rulers, and they're not our fucking rulers. They've never been our fucking rulers. We never gave them one goddamn iota of authority because their constitution never was. It's not ratified by the people. We didn't grant them shit. And it's been turned into a fucking corporation. That's how they fucking did it. Well, the fucking anti-federalists, they warned us. They told us exactly what they do, and that's what they fucking did. And they told us we were going to have to fucking take care of it. And they gave us the apparatus to do it, only we're so concerned about our silver and our gold. And, man, I don't like that fellow over there. He's too short. That guy's too fucking tall. I mean, get together on those goddamn 10 articles. Wipe these fuckers out and let's have life in this goddamn country again. As civil rulers, not having their duty to the people before them, may attempt to tyrannize. Goddamn, with what I'm looking at isn't tyranny. I don't know what fucking tyranny fucking is. And as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens. I'm not a fucking citizen. I'm a fucking national. I'm your fucking boss. I'm above you and you fucking know it. The people are confirmed by the article, in their right to keep and bear their private fucking arms. That means anything you want. Arms don't mean a fucking... Oh, they just meant flintlock muskets. No, they fucking didn't. Up until they fucking started that bullshit in 1933 with the fucking, what the hell's the name of that gun organization? Riding the son of a bitch. But fucking, I mean, until then, you could, I mean, a howitzer, what do you fucking want? If you can pay for it, you can own the son of a bitch. They wanted the people to be fucking well-armed. That way, nobody fucked with this fucking country. Gun owners of America. There we go. Might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens. The people are confirmed by this article and their right to keep and bear their private fucking arms. The militia, who are in fact the effective part of the people at large, will form a powerful check upon the regular troops if they fucking act. But they have to take that Bill of Rights and they have to fucking enforce it. They're not going to enforce the thing that stops them. Anybody that thinks that there's somebody going to come along, it's a part of it. I mean, you know how deep you have to be in it to even get to the, you know, the state legislature, let alone up in the fucking Congress and what they're calling a Congress. It's not. It's all corporate shit. It's all communist goddamn committees is on the fuck it is. But think about how fucking loathsome, what a rotten son of a bitch you have to be to get up that far. That's why, you know, I think they were worried about that diary. And that was his proof that he was a low, low, low down son of a bitch. And he's trying to run for office. He needs all his credentials. I mean, that's what we're looking at. Think about it. But this guy here, you know, you go out there, you know, I guarantee you cock that motherfucker when you open that door and point it right at one of them's head. You're getting one no matter what happens. They make a move, fucking shoot and try to shoot again and again. You can blow them back away from your door. Then you go get to go inside and get some more guns and play some more. And kill every fucking one of them you can. And for lack of operatives, they will fucking stop. And it'll stop fast. If people quit doing shit like this. This guy went down and they told him to set his fucking gun down. You weren't going out there to fight, mister. You weren't going out there to fucking enforce your fucking rights. You were going out there, well, when they told you you were going to take your guns, you did try to grab your gun and you shot it once, but they already had a hold of you because you let them get that close to you. You don't let them get close to you. You open the door and you stay back there about 10, 12 fucking feet where you can make some good fucking shots and they ain't a goddamn thing they can do about it. You don't fucking stop shooting. You shoot and you shoot and you shoot until you're fucking dead. And if you get four or five, man, like I said, you fucking done your country. You did your fucking duty and then some. Israeli reporter, IDF commander's orders are to just shoot every man in fighting age. In fighting age? Of fighting age, I think it should be. But we'll look at it. This is by Chris Manahan. Information Liberation Israel reporter Barak Ravid told CNN on Wednesday that an Israeli Defense Forces reserve officer told him the orders from the commanders on the ground in Gaza are to just shoot every man of fighting age. I mean, like some little fucking babies. Ravid, an Axis reporter in deep connection to the Israeli government, told the Anderson Cooper that the drone striking of the World Central Kitchen volunteers shouldn't come as a surprise. Well, it didn't come as a surprise to nobody. We're becoming acclimated to little children being fucking pedophiled. Jesus Christ Almighty, people. We've become acclimated to them taking kids in schools and fucking cutting their privates off. I mean, cutting the little boys' peckers off and cutting the little girls' tits off. You should be a little boy. You should be a little girl. You're 4 fucking years old. You don't even know you're a human being yet. But I mean, that's an argument. There is no argument. These are fucking animals. They need to go down. They need to die. And we need to kill them. Why we let these fucking animals run amongst us? I don't get it. I catch one of the fuckers. I promise they'll die. I might die on the same spot. I don't care what the fucking consequences are. That motherfucker will be dead and it'll never touch another child. You remember that just a few weeks ago, three Israeli hostages that managed to escape their captors were killed by Israeli soldiers who fired at them, even though they were holding a white flag. Okay, Ravid said. And you know, I spoke to an Israeli reserve officer who was in the same unit to those soldiers who shot those hostages. And I remember him telling me that the orders are basically from the commanders on the ground, just shoot every man in fighting age. Those are the orders, but that's not the rules of engagement that is coming from the IDF leadership. Through such comments of shocking, Ravid was actually running damage control for Israel government, as they actually explicitly tell their troops to kill not only men of fighting age, but also children and babies. So like I said, we've had become acclimated to this. Does it bother you? Do you bother you when you try to sleep at night and you think about what's going on? How would you like to be one of them people? Good God Almighty, no gun, nothing to protect yourself. That's what they want to do to you here. And those fucking kikes think they're going to do it here. They're going to be, it'll be Chinese motherfucking mercenaries doing their bidding for them because they don't fight nobody but little fucking kids and old women pregnant women. That'll work. They like killing pregnant women. That's like killing two with one shot. And I mean, this thing up for there earlier where they had the video, if you watch that video, watch it. It's shooting and laughing about it. Just laughing fucking about it. Fuck this world. We can kill whoever we fucking want. But goddamn, I'll tell you what, Iran. Man, you better not be trying to make a bomb like we have, like we made our whole nuclear program in violation of the nuclear proliferation treaty, which we were never a fucking member of. You talk about creating a nuclear arsenal fucking behind the scenes, underground. Of course, it was all handed over by the corporate United States of these Americas to the bastards, but same. Those such comments are shocking. Ravid actually running damage. Yep. Kill the little kids, little babies. It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's like fucking pulling a quarter off behind the kid's ear when they're dazzled and their eyes get big, you know, when you fucking hit them with a goddamn rocket and blow their leg halfway off, and then the doctor can finish amputating it without any anesthesia, and then any hope, any chance at all that he has a living probably is fucking small, because there's no anesthesia, there's no fucking pain medication, there's no food, there's no fucking milk for fucking babies. These are monsters, man. I don't know what the hell this is. Around the world in 1896, colorized 4,600 foot pounds, New York, London, Jerusalem, Paris, plus it was like an hour and 24 minutes. I don't got that kind of time in the morning. I just don't. Over 400 Canadian musicians and artists signed letter opposing anti-trans legislation in Canada. There isn't any. Well, that's why you have your positions. That's why you got to be the fucking stars. I mean, you have the right equipment. You can make me sound like fucking anybody. You can make me sound like Frank Sinatra. If you have the right fucking equipment, the Jews own the equipment. They own the fucking mechanism, and they own the fucking revenue that fucking makes it all move. So, yeah, of course, are you going to say something bad about them? Are you going to say something bad about somebody with that much fucking power over you? Led by lesbian pop music duo Tegan and Sarah Quinn, I don't know who these fucking people are, last week more than 400 Canadian musicians and artists signed an open letter denouncing anti-trans legislation in Canada. Signatures included Alanis Mosetti, Neil Young, fucking boycotted, Sarah McLachlan, Katie Lang, and Elliot, formerly Elaine Page. He's a fucking man that decided to be a fucking, or a woman decided to be a man. I don't know what the fuck these fuckers are. I know we need to fucking snuff them out. Best for harassing and vilifying women who don't share his political views, for helping to write their statement. But you know what? We don't really give a fuck what you say. So you're a singer. So fucking what? It's like David Watterson. Share. I see your fucking creepy face. Share. I see communism. Communism. Daddy was a communist. You're a fucking communist. I go back, you know, when we were hitting the communism hard with fucking Obama, and fucking to the point where he comes up there and he's, you know, they're trying to make it seem like the Islam is the threat. They're the new Nazi regime that's going to take over the fucking world, which is totally fucking ridiculous on his fucking face. Not that anybody could take over the world, because we have the atomic bombs and mutual assured destruction and all that fucking shit. But he made the statement. He goes, "We completely stamped out communism." I fucking laughed. This was a lot of years ago. We were probably about the third year into the trenches. And it wasn't that long. I mean, we tore that fucker up until that's when we got pulled from Google News. But it was worth it. Every bit of it. The letter was released by Transgender Day of Visibility, which, as it happens, fell on Easter. And I mean, talk about pissing on your fucking holiday. Fuck you, faggot motherfuckers. You're going to regret it. You're not going to take Easter and turn it into faggot fucking day or fucking transgender. You're not transgender. You're a goddamn circus freak. People used to pay a fucking quarter to go in a tent and look at something like you to creep them out. And that's all in the fuck you'll ever be. You ain't going to change it. You ain't going to change the human psyche. Fell on Easter Sunday and led to many vivid arguments over the sanctity of the Christian holiday versus the solipsism. You know, they should have just said, fuck it. People should have just went and ripped these motherfuckers up on fucking Easter. I was going to put up something, and I said, no, I ain't doing it. But I was going to put up, you know, a happy Easter from the individual free sovereign nationals in the trenches, and fuck the queers, because this shit was coming out. And I'm going to put up a picture of the Jesus and a picture of the little kids out in a country home, out fucking picking up eggs. What it is to our culture. We can't let them take our culture away from us. And they sure as hell, we can't let these fucking faggots replace our fucking culture. We have goddamn people. They're 1% of the population, and we allow them to get away with it. We allow them to be shoved down our fucking throat every fucking time. Why? I just ask why. We have the fucking law. The law is on our fucking side. We have the highest moral high ground to ever exist on this fucking planet. If we attacked tomorrow and we destroyed every one of these motherfuckers, we would be right within our law and within, we would have committed no crime against humanity. We would have preserved humanity. We would have preserved morality. Just a little bit of fucking right. I mean, they want completely what they had in the Middle Ages. I mean, they could do anything, right? In the goddamn streets are nasty, nasty bastards. But that's how the Roman Empire fell. But we're not going to let this ain't no empire. This is a goddamn country of fucking individual free sovereign nationals. We got nowhere to fall. There's not going to be no revolution. It's going to be a straight up uprising to enforce that motherfucking 10 articles of law from December 15, 1791. Verbatim, we're taking our courts back. We're going to, of course, to do that, there's going to be combat. You've already fucking declared war on us and declared yourself our enemy combatants. Yeah, so I ain't going to put my fucking gun down if you come by. You can bet your ass on that. And if I die, then I die fucking well, because I've done my part, and I will have done my part right up to my last fucking breath. And after that, I mean, there's enough people willing to do that, we can fucking whip these fuckers out of our country. We can become fucking human beings again. We can stop fucking genocide. We can stop child trafficking. We can stop these sick in the head son of a bitches from every fucking sinister fucking thing they are doing. Murderers, thieves, I mean, the international corporate mafia. And fuck, I've been saying that for so many years, but by God, that's what it fucking is. And that's what it'll always be. And yes, I'm very sick of doing this today. I think I've had enough. And so we'll see you guys at the end of the weekend. I'm sure we'll have plenty of outrage that happens tomorrow and the next day to bring up. And anyways, have the best weekend you can. And man, if you go out that fucking door, go out there meaning business, or leave the fucking gun in the house, because that guy died for nothing. And that's a shame. That is the word from the trenches.
Have a good one, brother.
You do the same, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!